This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. About to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. So this is interesting. I hear an echo. I can hear my words. It's great. And I didn't realize I sound like that. So let me first apologize. That's the voice you have to listen to every day. My apologies. You know, I'm sitting there eating my leftover meatloaf. I love meatloaf. I don't know what it is about meatloaf, but ever since I was a little girl, I just love meatloaf. And I'm just kind of sitting there relaxing, you know, eating some meatloaf, you know, getting ready for State of the Union and, you know, yeah, getting ready for State of the Union. But when you're a journalist, you know, kind of have to build your day around news. And I guess the State of the Union is the big thing for tonight. What is it, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 Pacific? All right. Yeah, big day. Yeah, big day. This is what I have to look forward to, the State of the Union. That's my life right now. Pretty exciting stuff. But I'm sitting there eating my meatloaf. And I need to talk about this for a second. So basically, there's this, I was working yesterday. I was kind of busy. And so my husband decided to take the kids out to dinner. And they went to Black Bear Diner. This Black Bear Diner is really cool. It's kind of retro. They play a lot of, like, 50s music, which I really dig. And when they serve food, you know, they kind of serve, you know, kind of a lot of it. But they serve, like, you know, old classics like meatloaf, like roasted chicken, you know, not a lot of these fancy, you know, foes and sprouted sandwiches and all this fancy stuff. I mean, you know, just like, you know, give me some meatloaf. And when they serve the meatloaf, they serve like two, you know, slices of brick. And you would think that would be an appetizer, especially for somebody who likes a red meat on a bone, you know, like steak and stuff, right? Or red meat sizzling. But there is something about a homogeneous color brick with chunks of vegetable stuck in it on a plate that I find really, really appetizing. And yeah, there's some vegetables. I love the vegetables. Yeah. Mashed potato. I don't eat mashed potatoes. I don't know why they got mashed potato. I like rice. I'm a rice eater. I'm not really big on mashed potatoes. I could appreciate a good mash. But I don't know. If I'm going to eat carbs, I want rice. I love rice. Give me rice any. But it can't be white rice. It can't be brown rice. It's got to be like rice pilaf or long grain wild rice or Spanish rice. I love like arroz con pollo. I have Spanish rice with chicken and cheese. Thigh meat. I know it's caloric, but it has to be thigh. Chunks of seasoned thigh meat, cheese, and Spanish rice. It's one of my favorite meals next to prime rib. Sit there and eat a bowl of arroz con pollo. So anyway, now I'm looking at my meatloaf that I'm eating today, and I stick my fork in it, and I could almost lift up the whole meatloaf, which, by the way, if any of you guys, I don't know how to make meatloaf. When I make meatloaf, I take the ground beef. I think I throw some egg in it because I remember my grandmother stuck egg. My grandmother would actually put hard-boiled eggs in it. I mean, so you would cut it up, and there would be like an eye looking at you. I never understood why she would do that, but she would stick whole eggs. I don't get that. But I think you take the meat, you season it with whatever the hell you have in your cupboard, and usually I just have like chocolate and cinnamon and sugar. I don't really have a lot in my cupboard. Then you could maybe put cornmeal. I don't know what makes it stick together. I put some egg. I add some frosted flakes in there because I usually don't have cornmeal. And then I just kind of try to lump it together into one big log, and then I throw ketchup on top. And I throw that in the oven. When it comes out, it just breaks. You know, when you slice the meatloaf, little pieces of ground beef just kind of fall. and I've never been able to make it a nice brick. And so I stick my fork in it, and the whole thing comes up. But what's really cool about meatloaf is you could take your fork. You don't even need a knife for meatloaf. Good meatloaf, or processed meatloaf, whatever the hell you're eating, is supposed to be so soft that you could take your fork, and you could just, with a fork, take off a piece like cake. And then you could take that fork, stick it in the meatloaf like a chunk, and then eat it. Now, why am I boring you guys with my love of meatloaf? Well, because that's how I think a lot of us like life. We want our life like meatloaf. We don't want little pieces crumbling. We don't want to lose the essence of our meatloaf. We don't want to lose control. And meatloaf is one of the very few meats that you are able to eat that has absolute, you have full control of that piece. No, no, carne asada, no, 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 because again, okay, so anytime you have like little bits of meat, they fly all over the place, they fall on your shirt. No, 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 you don't have full control. Burrito, no, you don't. Chinese food, have you ever tried to eat with chopsticks? No, it doesn't work. The only meat I could think of where you actually can control it from the second it hits your plate to the point it goes through your mouth is meatloaf. And some of you guys may not like the taste, but I bet you find the concept of meatloaf where you could stick your fork in it and just, you know, sink in and dunk out a piece and fork it, right, and pierce it and have it still stay whole is very enticing. And so we want our lives to be like meatloaf. No little, we want predictability. We don't want little pieces falling all over the place. We want control. And so what I need to do to make my life whole, and I think what we all do, is need to figure out the ingredient that makes a meatloaf a complete loaf, a brick, whether it's cornmeal or whatever, and find that cornmeal. Whether it's a job, whether it's a person, whether it's a way of thinking. I mean, never rely, don't have your life rely on a job or person. But sometimes there is a little something that just makes the whole thing a nice, juicy, scrumptious, predictable brick. I hope it's cornmeal. So find your cornmeal. That's my advice for you today. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOLLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Number one international best-selling author, Matthew David Hurtado's pain was simple. Lyme disease bankrupted him in 2009, watching bankers take everything from his family after building a seven-figure business from his couch. God called him to ministry to teach prosperity based on pain he could not tolerate in others' lives. IRS, creditors, car loans, debt. It's the Babylonian system, and you have to escape it before it's too late. Haven't you ever wanted to wake up from this nightmare? Matthew David's free quick study guide shows you what to do today to build lasting wealth in any economy. His discovery he made? It's all consciousness. Get Matthew's seven-figure quick study guide for clarity certainty, and a proven strategy to build wealth once and for all. Visit EscapeRightNow.com. Do it now. It's free. EscapeRightNow.com for a prosperous future ahead with peace of mind. EscapeRightNow.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
For tuning in, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so we got the State of the Union tonight. And it was supposed to be happening last week, and Nancy Pelosi kind of disinvited Donald Trump. Is that kind of what happened because of the shutdown? So Donald Trump's going to be doing it tonight. And there's a lot of hostility. Apparently, you know, people are already bagging on it before he even begins. And it's getting worse and worse and worse with every president. Maybe it's because I'm paying attention more. You know, people say, yeah, in the olden days, people ripped on Reagan, people ripped on Carter. I mean, I'm sure they did. But I guess now with social media, five-year-olds are even ripping on the president. It's kind of, it bothers me. It really kind of bothers me, you know, because we're losing a lot of respect for people in leadership positions. And, you know, mind you, I might have disagreed a lot with, Barack Obama, but you still respected him. He was still your president. you still have to show children that there is a, you know, that there is level of, you know, respect and decorum that we still have to hold as Americans. I mean, if you really want to respect the Constitution and respect the laws and be proud of this great nation, then you need to respect that whoever was elected, you know, and you have to acknowledge that they are your president. You don't sit there and put, you know, statues of them naked and memes on the internet and, you know, I mean, if I am, you know, really a constitutionalist and I really love America and I'm a patriot, then if America votes for somebody who I don't like, I still respect them. You know, and so I don't know if we really have that. I mean, I'm not seeing that from both sides. So, you know, but anyway, so from what we understand, there's going to be a lot of, let's say, there's going to be a big push against for, like, immigration. All right, so we're going to see that. That's going to be very, very controversial. But the immigration policy is something that Donald Trump has tried to promote since the beginning, right, to build a wall. And I think he's going to make another case for that. All right? The haters are trying to say that the administration is making a crisis of something that's not crime, drugs, human trafficking. I, as a doctor, doesn't matter what political side you're on, it is a crisis. When you have kids dying because they are traveling past multiple other countries that could take them and don't, to try to come to America illegally, and, you know, adults dying, that's a crisis. And if the world doesn't realize that we have an immigration policy that has to be followed, we're going to see more people die. So fixing our immigration policy, allowing people to come in who need to come in, right, but doing it legally, right, having, trying to control drugs and, you know, crime and things like that coming in. Oh, it's funny. There was a meme. Oh, my gosh, it was kind of cute. There was some meme on social media where somebody wrote, if you're afraid that drug dealers and rapists are going to come to America and take your job, what sort of profession are you in? I thought that was kind of cute. Yeah. But anyway, I mean, you know, we have enough crime and issues here. You know, we have enough shootings and violence, whether they're from, you know, citizens or not. You know, until we have our acts together and we have a better control on things, sometimes you just need to kind of, you know, slow down the faucet and control what is coming in, you know, before we start to involute. So I get that we have to have an immigration policy. Whether you agree with this policy or not is a whole other story. And then they think that the president is going to call for a legislative solution to address Dreamers. Now, Dreamers are younger immigrants who were brought to the United States illegally as children. So they have no criminal record. They had no choice to come to the United States. Their parents brought them, but they're here. And so there's a lot of disagreement of what should be done. Is it the kids' fault that they were here? Now, some people would say, well, the problem is, you know, if there's no repercussions, then people will continue to try to, you know, bring their kids here illegally. But then on the flip side, if they are trying to escape, war-ravaged areas and violence and drugs, you know, do we give them a chance? Isn't that what America's all about? So, and you have a child that's been here 15 years. You know, do they have a right to be here? You know, on the flip side, though, if Dreamers, you know, get the, I don't know, the college admission or the scholarship where an American citizen got, you know, kicked out or, you know, not the opportunity, then the question, you know, arises, are we giving more opportunities to those who aren't citizens than those who are? Now, that's been a big concern. There's a lot of, you know, scholarships and money for college for people who are not males, for people who are not Caucasian, for people who are not African-American, for people who are not Hispanic, for people who are not, I mean, it depends on what, you know, ethnicity you are. And so, you know, Is that fair? So things like that, I don't think the president's going to get into that much detail, but that's why something like that could be controversial. And then, will he talk about abortion? The fundamental importance and respect for human life. I think he will talk about abortion. You know, by the way, we could do prop bets on this. I wonder if there are, I wonder if any sports books, well, it's not sports, but I wonder if there's bets on, you know, what he does. Like how many times he says, let's make America great again. How many times he discusses abortion. He is going to talk about abortion because of his base. You know, you do have, he has a lot of supporters that oppose abortion. He also has a lot of non-supporters who don't want tax money going to abortion. And you have a lot of people that are pro-life, but, you know, may not be pro-abortion. Or, I'm sorry, they may be pro-choice, but not be pro-abortion. So I think he's going to bring it up. And then he's going to probably back up his call to withdraw troops from Afghanistan. The United States military has been there for over 17 years. Going to talk about maybe keeping troops in Iraq, putting pressure on Iran. Infrastructure, probably emphasize rural America. That's the home of his political base. Wants to repair roads, bridges, that kind of thing. And then he's going to probably talk about the economy, the low rate of unemployment, the tax cuts, businesses coming to America, staying in America. And then new trade agreements with Canada, Mexico, things like that. He might back up his tariffs against China. And so, you know, these speeches, I like to watch the, you know, I like to watch the State of the Union because I like to see who falls asleep. I don't know if Ruth Bader Ginsburg is going to be there. I still don't actually know if, you know, how's she doing. And, you know, hopefully she is doing well. But, you know, usually I like to see the Supreme Court justices fall asleep. I remember President Obama in his first State of the Union, he said something that was a little bit anti-Supreme Court. Remember, the Supreme Court did not clap. He was kind of grumpy about the Supreme Court. Even the liberals in the Supreme Court didn't clap. So there was some sort of, I forget what that was. I think it was one of his first or second State of the Unions. So hopefully nobody insults anybody on this one. I'm sure Melania's going to look beautiful. She's going to wear a pretty dress. Yeah. But one thing that struck, that I found interesting is, I guess, Trump is expected to call for an end to HIV in the U.S. by 2030. So remember when Barack Obama called for a moonshot to cure cancer? And, you know, I was like, well, you know, that's a great cause. I think it's a great cause. I just don't really see the realism of it. I mean, we're not going to, you know, people do that so then they get some sort of credit. If we do come up with a cure cancer, it's going to be very tough to find a cure. Cancer is always going to outsmart us. But I think we're going to get closer and closer. Not, obviously not during the Obama administration. Well, so now we have Trump wanting to put an end to HIV by the year 2030. Now, whenever you put a date, you kind of put a hex on it. However, we have made some amazing advancements. So whether Trump made that call or not, I don't think it's unrealistic. Okay, I don't think we're going to, quote, unquote, end HIV, but with Truvada, people taking PrEP, with us having ability to screen, with us having new condom programs and education programs and educating our youth, right, heterosexual and homosexual youth on the risk, you know, I think we may be able to minimize the numbers drastically. Do I think we will have an end to HIV? No. But, you know, that virus is a strong one, and it may mutate, and it may be very, very robust. But I think that's a little bit more of a realistic goal than the moonshot to cancer. So Godspeed. 1-877 Doc Felly.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
You know when you have about 1 billion things to do today, and then you realize you're out of whatever it is that you really need, and next day shipping isn't going to cut it because you really need it in like an hour. Yeah, that's when you turn to Office Depot Office Max. Buy what you need online at officedepot.com or on our app and pick it up in store for free in just 1 hour so you can get back to whatever else is lurking on your to-do list. And now save big at the Buy 2, Get 1 Free event. That's Buy 2, Get 1 Free at Office Depot Office Max. Offer expires February 9th, 2019.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It's a holiday in Boston. As the Patriots and their fans are celebrating Sunday's Super Bowl win over Los Angeles with a huge parade and rally that got underway just about an hour ago, the rally's about to begin. Delayed a week because of the government shutdown, tonight's the night that President Trump will finally deliver his State of the Union address from the U.S. House chambers. His special advisor, Kellyanne Conway, says immigration will be a big part of what he has to say.
Well, he certainly will address the border wall, but also national security and border security, immigration overall.
Former candidate for governor in the state of Georgia, Stacey Abrams, has been chosen to deliver the Democratic response to the president, and this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Thomas wants me to break down what Medicare for All is. Yes, okay, so this Medicare for All, you are going to see a lot. This is going to probably be one of the big pushes from the Democrats as they come into 2020. I think Kamala Harris, Cory Booker, I think everybody's kind of, you know, touting Medicare for All, which originally gets credited to Bernie Sanders or gets blamed, no matter how you look at it. And so Medicare is the single-payer insurance system. You know, people have been asking for single payers for a long time. That's not privately owned. It's, you know, from the government. It's a government-run insurance. Now, you do have private markets for supplemental insurance, and there's a huge industry of supplemental Medicare plans, Medicare Advantage plans. So private industry may not go away, but we really don't have private industry at play as it is. I mean, the way the current insurance system is not capitalistic and, you know, private in any ways. You're kind of owned by a whole nother, you know, regime. You are forced to pay high premiums to somebody who's going to ask your doctor to charge you less. And the doctor just does it because in order for them to serve you, they have to agree to whatever the insurance company wants. You kind of have insurance companies in this fascist type role. It's really not true capitalism. True capitalism is you ask two different doctors, what are the prices? Cash prices. Doctor says, I charge $75 for a follow-up. Another doctor charges $100. What do both offer? Same thing. I'm going to go with the $75 then if it's the same thing. The $100 one, though, throws in an EKG, throws in some blood tests, throws in an extra follow-up consult. Well, then maybe I'll go to the $100 one. That's capitalism. That's not the way our insurance is and our current system is. You go to the doctor, you have no idea what you have to pay. The doctor has no idea what you're going to have to pay. The insurance company knows, and sometimes they change their mind. Sometimes they decide not to cover it. Sometimes the insurance company says, they weren't paying their bill. You don't know that as a doctor. You can't. You're too busy. You're supposed to be seeing patients. So it's a kept in the dark, and we just have to trust the, you know, powers that be. That's not true capitalism. So, you know, and until we go back down to a cash system, you don't call private insurance a private health system. So Medicare is where you have a single-payer insurance system that's supposed to cover everybody over 65 or those who some can qualify at 62 or qualify if they have a disability. And so you get basic coverage. And Bernie Sanders said, why don't we just have Medicare for all? Well, what would that entail? So UnitedMedicareAdvisors.com breaks it down. And they're kind of complimentary about it. So if there seems to be a bias, it's not mine. It's the way the article's written. But according to Bernie Sanders, they said 29 million Americans do not have health insurance under the ACA. And so even despite the ACA and expanding Medicaid, we still have people not having health insurance. And a lot of us can't afford the health insurance. It's too expensive. And as I always said, not only do you lose your job, you lose your insurance. So the big problem we had with the recession is when you lost your job, you couldn't keep your insurance. And you couldn't afford COBRA. So we don't know how to maintain insurance. We need insurance out of the hands of the employers. So under Medicare for All, despite your age, your earnings, your socioeconomic status, you would be covered. So Medicare for All would cover your inpatient and outpatient health care services, meaning going to the doctor, medical provider, going to a hospital. Your preventative, your emergency, your non-emergency health care services and treatments. Sounds wonderful. Your primary and specialty health care, your palliative, meaning if you have cancer or a terminal illness, and long-term care, like nursing home. Really, long-term care. Most Medicare doesn't pay for most nursing homes. Care for vision, hearing, and oral health problems. I don't hear of many Medicare plans covering hearing aids. Your prescription medication, which Part D. I don't hear of most people's Medicare covering that. Medical equipment and supplies, and then diagnostic tests. One thing I saw is that Medicare would deny the chest x-ray or deny the urinalysis. So I'm looking at this right now going, okay, is this a new Medicare? This does not sound like the current Medicare we have. So Medicare for All should have no copays or deductibles. They say the average middle-class family would save $5,800. I mean, this just sounds too good to be true. You don't have to worry about if a provider's in a specific network because everybody will be a Medicare provider. In fact, some states have already talked about threatening to pull your license if you're not a Medicare provider. They say as Medicare for All changes the nation's health care to a single public insurance system, it promises to reduce health care spending by $6 trillion. How would that happen? Well, maybe you're not going to get that x-ray. Maybe you're not going to get that mammogram. Maybe you're not going to get into a doctor for weeks. American businesses, they say, may save more than $9,400 per employee per year. So what would that cost? Well, they say for you to have an insurance card, just because you have an insurance card doesn't necessarily mean you have health care. It would cost around, according to United Medicare Advisors, $1.38 trillion a year. So where's the funding going to come from? Well, the first hit's going to be employers. There's going to be a 6.2% income-based premium paid by employers. So employers are now going to have to pay another 6.2%, and they're going to get $630 billion from that. If employers have to pay for this, if it's offset by their savings, maybe you won't see much raising in prices or unemployment. I don't think it is going to be offset. $2.10 billion will come from a 2.2% increase income-based premium by households, making more than $28,000. So our taxes would go up 2.2%. Doesn't sound like much, but doesn't sound realistic to me. A $110 billion progressive income tax rate if you make over $250. $92 billion from taxing capital gains and dividends in line with your employee income. A $15 billion from limiting tax deductions from people over $250,000. So anybody making over a quarter million will probably be ending up paying a hell of a lot more in taxes to cover this. How many people do we have out there making more than $250,000? My guess is as this progresses, less. $21 billion from a new responsible estate tax applying to the homes of Americans inheriting more than $3.5 million. I'm not in that group, so I don't really know what to say about that. $310 billion from savings as health-related tax expenses become obsolete. Health-related tax expenses. I thought the tax is going to the government. So this breakdown shows, according to them, that it's not going to affect America's economy. Okay. On paper, they're making it sound all beautiful. They're making it sound, you know, wonderful. But the average person who has a Medicare is like, I have issues with it, and I still have to pay out of pocket, and it doesn't cover a lot, and I have a hell of a time getting in with the doctor. One of the reasons why I've been very busy on telemedicine is because you have a lot of people that can't get in with their doctor, a lot of older individuals. And so they have to either pay, or they have to hope that their insurance will cover these outside services. I would be very careful asking for Medicare for All. It sounds good. I just don't see where we have the money to provide that type of stellar care, which isn't currently being offered with our current Medicare recipients. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Speak, speak.
speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So we're being told that kids may be using too much toothpaste. I can't even get my kids to brush their teeth, and now they're using too much toothpaste? Well, the CDC says 40% of kids aged, 3 to 6 years old, use more toothpaste than is recommended by dentists. The CDC and the American Dental Association recommend that children in that age group use no more than a pea-size amount of paste. Children younger than 3 should only use a little smear about the size of a rice grain. Now, when I was younger, I used to watch, commercials. And you would see the Colgate and the Crest commercials. I think Aquafresh came out in the 80s. I have to double check. I don't really remember Aquafresh till the 80s. But I was really young. I remember Crest and AIM. I think there was something called AIM toothpaste. I'm thinking I'm remembering that. And then Colgate. But I remember the Aquafresh because there were colors that would come out. And I thought that was very cool that, you know, you could have all these colors. And I remember they would take the toothbrush and they would put a big, huge hot dog amount of toothpaste on the brush. So I thought as a kid, that's the amount of toothpaste you need. Well, we need to fix our commercials for this. The CDC findings released Friday were based on a survey of parents with children ages 3 to 15 and found 60% of children and teens 3 to 15 used a half or full load of toothpaste. In children 3 to 6, about 12% used a smear, 49.2% used a pea-sized amount, 20.6% used a half load, 17.8% used a full load. So, if you brush with too much toothpaste, it could damage enamel, because then the kids are swallowing too much fluoride while their teeth are developing. They said that could cause fluorosis or discoloration of the teeth, as well as white marks. I used to have white marks on my teeth. And the American Academy of Pediatrics recommends that baby teeth are brushed with a smear of fluoride toothpaste as soon as they erupt. The CDC found that nearly 80% of children began brushing after a year. So the data was basically based on parents self-reporting. So we don't exactly know how much toothpaste, what the fluoride was using, whatever. But follow their recommendation. A little baby, you know, pea-sized amount for young kids. For you guys, I wouldn't probably, I'd probably maybe do two peas. I don't think I would load up the whole brush. And don't swallow it. As long as you don't swallow it, you're probably fine. There's been a lot of arguments that it's not the toothpaste that ends up cleaning your teeth. It's the water picking and the dental floss. You know, I just do all three. I mean, we have a lot of crap in our teeth and we eat a lot of crap. But the funny thing is there's a lot of you guys out there that you don't brush your teeth. I know that. You jump into bed and you go, I'll brush it in the morning. I don't have bad breath, so I'm not going to brush your teeth. There are so many of you guys that do not, and girls, right? I mean, all of you guys, it's you know, non-gender. Go to bed without brushing your teeth. See, I can't. I feel guilty. I will never go to bed without brushing my teeth. I don't like any cavities. I don't like going to the dentist. I don't like any shots. I just don't want to deal with that, so I brush my teeth. But there's a lot of people that jump into bed. I see my kids do that. I see Corey do that. I see people do that all the time. So sleepovers. So a bunch of kids are over, teenagers over, you know, and they fall asleep. And I'm like, did you guys brush your teeth? Oh, Mrs. Wax, you woke me up. I'll just brush it in the morning. First of all, it's Dr. Wax. Second, brush your flipping teeth. And so do I need to call your mommies? Miss Wax, we're like 20 years old. It doesn't matter. I will call your mommies. Oh, I have no problem. I mean, God willing, my kids' friends are in their 40s. I will call their mama. I have no problem calling their mama. No problem at all. You know, that kind of works even in your older ages. If somebody told me, and, you know, guys know I'm kind of middle-aged now, right? I'm trying to hide my age, but I'm in my 40s. And if somebody said, I am going to call your mother and tell you, they don't have to finish the sentence. I start to freak. I go, no, for the love of God, please don't call my mom. And not because I think I'm going to get, you know, whooped or because I'm going to get grounded, because moms will always find a way to get their way. And moms will always find a way to punish you. You know, my kids are 18 and 16, and they're big boys. You know, they're good big boys, okay? And they're trying to test me, you know? They do some pushback. You know, I tell them to do something like, no, what are you going to do about it? I go, excuse me? Yeah, what are you going to do about it? Oh, my gosh. We are talking Hurricane Dahlia. I don't know if you guys have ever seen Hurricane Dahlia. But nothing is standing. I mean, we are talking houses are leveled, okay? Don't test me. They lose the car. They lose the phone. Computers are gone, right? No dinner, right? All the clothes I bought for them out of their closet, right? I'll take away their soap. They're like, you can have my toothbrush. No, you're brushing your teeth. But, I mean, I bring the rain. Okay, Mom, fine. It's fine. I'll do it. I'll eat my vegetables. And that's the thing. They have to know, when you're a mom that's starting to lose control of your kids, you need to do something unpredictable and let them know that you are still in control. Now, I'm not trying to be abusive or anything like that. It's just I'm trying to garner some respect. They think they can backtalk to their mama. You guys all saw that text exchange. I'm trying to talk to them about knee dislocations that I'm learning at a conference. And they're giving me crap, like, really, you know, are you sure you're a doctor? You know, you don't know what the hell you're talking about. And this is how they talk to me. So I get, all right, you know, they want to look like they could talk to me. I'm sure they'd love to call me by my first name. And my kids are dying to call me by my first name and not call me mom. And I'm not going to let them do that because I'm mommy. I am always going to be mommy. They could call me mom, but they're not going to call me Dahlia. I'm going to be like, oh, hell no. And my husband doesn't call me Dahlia. He could call me Doll. Okay, but no. Nobody calls me Dahlia. No. So, how do you kind of, you know, gain that control? Your kids won't brush your teeth. You know, we don't hit, we don't spank, we don't do that anymore. But we sure are allowed to threaten. You could still threaten it as a parent. And sometimes you could just give a look. Now, my kids know that I don't stop and I always win. All right? Maybe they've seen me give up a couple times, which was a big mistake. And so I learned that unless I get what I want, the apology, them to do what I want, I'm not going to stop. And so they know they're going to be in for a long night, a long week, a long year until I get what I want. Mom, what's for dinner? Did you apologize yet? Mom, I'm hungry. What, did you apologize yet? Mom, that was 3 weeks ago. Did you apologize yet? Sorry. No, that wasn't sincere. And so for me, I think the kids just have to learn that it's just, you know, going to be painful. Same thing with my husband, you know. He's been asking me to shave my legs for weeks. Not going to do it. I'm joking. He doesn't dare. Hey, it's wintertime. Leave me alone. No, I'm going to be wearing a dress this weekend. Don't worry. The legs are shaved. I shaved them because I'm wearing a dress. God, I hate dresses. I love pants. Dresses are just too much. So anyway, so you got to gain that control. But if you have older kids that don't want to listen to you and want to do their own thing and want to flex, you could let them flex a little bit. You could say, okay, you want to know what? You know, I'll let you park, you know, in the mommy spot. Okay? If you want, you know, a seat at the table. If you want, you could give them whatever, but you better show respect. The second I see you don't show respect, right? I'm going to open up the biggest can of, you know, whoop butt. That's not how I say it. I'm a little bit more graphic. Like, okay, mom. Damn right. Your mom was queen. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
I'm Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Macy's to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Macy's team today at marchforbabies.org.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.